Not Our Strength, But the Lord's. Written by Betsy St. Amant Haddock and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 18, 28 and 29. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. I've always loved these verses in Psalm 18. They make me feel powerful because I know that through the Holy Spirit, God equips me to be strong in Him. I can leap walls. I can run against a troop. While these examples aren't necessarily directly relatable to today's culture, we get the gist of what the psalmist is expressing. We are powerful in the Lord. When our hearts are right with Him, we feel like anything is possible. Without Christ, though, I am nothing. I am weak. I am helpless. My own strength, be it physical, mental, or emotional, simply doesn't last. Think about the last time you ran a marathon, went through a rigorous workout, or simply climbed a steep hill. We often start out feeling capable, right? Our blood is pumping and we feel our muscles working to carry us through the race or to accomplish the tough physical goal. But at some point, during or after we achieve it, we're exhausted. We want a nap and a big plate of carbs. We can't sustain that level of energy for long without having to recharge and replenish our bodies. The same goes for our spiritual life. When we start our day with a to-do list and social media instead of with the Lord, our strength will burn out fast. We think we can be productive and conquer the day, and for a little while, we might deceive ourselves into thinking we did exactly that. But after a few hours go by, we realize we're impatient, irritable. We get aggravated and frustrated at the little things. We snap at our families, and we lose it when we're interrupted. Those are all signs that we're working through our own strength and not the Holy Spirit's. In 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about being content in all circumstances for the sake of Christ. He wrote, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." This isn't just a poetic turn of phrase. He means that when we are weak, the Lord is strong in and through us. Our weakness only serves to give God glory. We don't have to be ashamed or embarrassed in our lack of strength. It gives God joy to be strong for us. For example, think how much a husband delights in being able to open a tightly sealed jar for his wife, mother, or daughter. He doesn't mock her for not being able to do it herself, though there might be some lighthearted teasing. He's happy to do what she can't. He finds joy in being strong for her. How much more does the Lord receive glory for being strong for us? Our frail flesh, our depraved hearts, and our struggles with sin and temptations are no match for His strength and ability to overcome through us, in us, and for us. This is how it's meant to be. It's how God designed it. Because when we are capable on our own, we get prideful quick. When we do it all for ourselves, we lose humility. Being constantly aware of our need for the Lord is what bears genuine fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The next time you're tempted to skip your morning prayer and Bible time with the Lord, think twice. Remember, you'll get more done in Him than you will on your own, and your heart will be more at peace during the chaos of your day.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.